Hey guys, what's up? It's Logan. Welcome back to today's episode of Make Today Worth Your Alarm Clock, the podcast where we have no idea what's going on. Today I have with me Casey.
Sup?
I have Spencer.
What's up?
And Anna.
Hey.
And this is the team. I want to introduce you guys to everyone that's here, and hopefully one day you'll be able to see them in real life, but for now you get to hear about them and about their stories and what's going on kind of in their life and in the workplace. And who knows, maybe we'll get off topic. Casey, I know you had a story about, what was it?
Bob the Snake. But maybe we'll get to
Bob the Snake, maybe. So you guys know enough about me, so I just want to kind of start with Casey. He's been here the longest. Casey, can you start with kind of how long you've been here? And
gosh, has it been like 2 or 3 years? 2 years, I think.
It's been 2 years now.
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah. Known you for about, what, 4 or 5? I've known you for a while.
Yeah, dude.
That's hard to believe. It's crazy how time flies.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So we met, where, Centerpoint?
Yeah, Centerpoint. Yeah.
So we used to go to church together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Casey actually came to a church event where I jumped on some pastor's back.
Yes.
Pastor Gray.
Yep. Yeah.
And you were like, I remember you telling me something about shoes.
What yeah, was Chris was talking about shoes. And that was like the one thing I liked at the time. So I was like, that's cool. I'll go to that church. And I went to that church, and I met Logan.
And you hated me.
No, I didn't.
Bro, you said...
No.
You said I annoyed the crap out of you.
Maybe just a little. But, I mean, that's everybody.
So then, like what we do at Centerpoint?
Basically the same thing we do here. Video. Well, we do video. We did mostly video at Centerpoint. At least that's what I saw.
Yeah.
A lot of photo.
You kind of got started with video, right?
Yeah.
So, what kind of stuff were you doing?
Recording the church sermon. That's about it, really. Setting up camera, tearing it down for their, what would it be called? Post-production video for service.
A lot of post-production stuff. And
yeah.
You didn't really do much editing, though, back then.
No, not a lot of editing. Just stuff with, like, per presenter.
Yeah.
Crap like that.
It was hard.
It was a lot of work.
It was a ton of work.
We made it.
We did it, dude. We're here. So, Casey, tell them how old you are. Tell them where you went to school. Tell them, just talk to me.
Talk to you.
Yeah, just look at me. Just look at me.
19. Went to school at Zane Trace and Pickaway Ross in Chillicothe. Yeah.
Tell them a little bit about, going there.
Going there? It was all right. Kind of laid back. Didn't really have many friends or talk much, but...
But you studied video, some design
school,
stuff, right?
I went to school for design, learned about that a little bit. A bunch of different, small topics inside of the design world, I guess. Photoshop, Lightroom.
Kind of get your feet wet.
Yeah, kind of get your feet wet. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, for sure. So, Spence, let's go to you.
What's up?
Tell me, same thing. Tell me a little bit about how old you are, where you're from, how we got started together, how we start working.
So I'm 18. I'm from Frankfurt, but live in Chillicothe now. So yeah, we actually got started because
you stalked me.
Yeah. Basically, we got started because I stalked you for like a year, and I was like, "Bro, can I have a job?" It's kind of how it happened.
I mean, it's not a complete lie. I remember, two years ago, I came out to Frankfurt and met you at some random gas station that also sold chicken.
It
sold chicken at this gas station, and we legit just were like, "Hey, we're gonna do some work together, and here's equipment, and let's eat chicken." And then I don't think the shoot ended up happening.
No, they canceled, and then I thought you hated me.
Gosh, why does everyone think I hate them? No, but so that was the start of it.
Yeah, that was it.
And so yeah. What's been changing ever since, so you just graduated, right?
I just graduated, dude. If you want to call it a graduation.
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, thanks, 2020. Thanks,
coronation.
Coronation.
So, what have you been doing since you've been here? Tell them a little bit about your job.
Primarily, my job is kind of just YouTube right now, mainly. Shooting, editing, all that good stuff. Other than that, seniors, a lot of senior photos. Yeah.
You handle a little bit of the social media too.
A little bit of social.
You keep me updated on the notifications. Yeah. I'll be sitting there just kind of zoning into something, and Spencer's like, "Oh, we got someone hitting us up." I'm just like, "All right, spill the beans. Tell me what's up, Anna."
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, cool. You're the newest to the team.
That's true. I'm the baby.
She's the noob.
She's the noob. Yeah. Noob. So tell me a little bit about you, kind of like age. How you got here, what you do.
I'm 20. One time I came in Logan's office with my cat, and he was like, "Hey, that's a cat in a window." And then he kind of told me that I look like Taylor Malone, and I don't.
You did at the time.
I did at the time?
You did at the time, not now.
Okay. And then, I don't know, I just started hanging out with you guys, and eventually you were like, "Hey, you want a job?" And I was like, "Hey, yeah."
That's how it works.
That's pretty much how it worked. Yeah, it was just in here anyway.
Basically, if you guys want a job with Logan, just come hang out with him. Eventually, he will offer you a job.
Oh, wow. Wow.
No, like, you had stuff. You're like, "Oh, this stuff needs done." I'm like, "I'm here. I'm bored. I'll do it." And then it turned into a job.
So you were just available.
Yeah.
You just made yourself available.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I think that's sweet. It turned out to be something cool. So tell me a little bit about what you do here.
I do a lot of QuickBooks, invoices, math, banks. Social. I also do social media a lot now. It's making me get better at actually answering things. I was not good at that before.
How many unread messages did you have whenever I met you?
Oh, when you met me? I don't know, but I'll tell you how many I have now. I have 216 right now.
Unread text messages?
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Kind of makes me feel like a dick, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, so...
I mean, if it makes you feel that way, just read your messages.
But then, like, I don't want to deal with the anxiety of feeling like I have to talk to people. Although they'll never know if I read it or not, so.
I mean, that's true. So, Spence, do you like what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a lot better than my old jobs. Those kind of sucked.
I mean, thank you for comparing your current position to Kroger. a grocery store.
It's better than collecting carts in the freezing cold.
To compare it to all your employees basically come from Kroger.
Wait, you know what?
That's true. Or food service. Wait, did you used to work at Kroger?
No.
You never worked at Kroger?
No.
No, but you did Sam's Club runs a lot.
Oh yeah, I'm a Sam's Club expert at this point.
Oh yeah. Except for whenever they switched up the
aisles. No, they did. It still gets me. I'm still relearning.
It's terrible.
I've been going to Sam's Club for different employers for the past, like, 3 years, and they just went and changed it on me. You got YoFresh. You got the smoothie shop. We got Logan.
Everybody be going to Sam's.
At least I only get three things whenever
we get No, that's true.
What is it? Water, chips, and Red Bull.
Right? At least you don't send me to get, like, random meat and then get mad that I got the wrong thing when I haven't eaten meat in 6 years and I don't know what it is.
That's right. You're vegan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Casey, could you imagine being vegan?
I like my meat.
Yeah?
Wait, can we have a vegan chicken nugget taste test of all the different brands? Because I can't eat that many chicken nuggets by myself.
Ooh.
Non-vegan sources that are not Spencer say they're really good.
Ouch.
I would be more open to trying the Impossible Burger.
Okay.
Than I would be...
From Burger King or cooking it yourself?
I don't care.
Both are options.
Cooking it yourself.
Okay.
I can make a pretty slapping hamburger.
But I have tried the Burger King one.
Is it good?
It actually isn't bad. It has a weird aftertaste. It's a little bit salty. But it's pretty good.
Well, that's how they get all that flavor in there. They just jack it up with sodium.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of think about it as like it's a Propel. All
right, you're making me hungry and we just got done with lunch. We can't.
Y'all just got done eating. I mean, I took my lunch break and just went and got a tattoo from the back of our office.
That's true.
That's a thing that happened.
Yeah. That actually sounds kind of bad if you say it. Like you went to the back of our office and got a tattoo.
What is the back alley?
Dude, it's literally the back alley.
It really is.
That's actually where you enter.
Yeah.
What's it say? What's your tattoo say?
It says less thinking, more doing, which is kind of my life motto right now. Just stop thinking, just do stuff.
That's good.
Yeah.
Would you agree with it, Casey?
What?
Just stop thinking, start doing.
A little bit. I think it's good to think about your decisions before you make them.
If your friends told you to jump off a bridge.
Would you do it? Depends on where the bridge is.
You know what happens when you don't think about your life choices and you just do them?
What happens?
You end up with a 2006 Mini Cooper.
Wait, this sounds like a personal problem. Can you elaborate, please?
Well, your other car catches on fire because you're just not good at driving, right? Wait, quick story time. So you're driving to Frostburg, Maryland. It's like a 5-hour drive. And your car just starts smoking halfway there. And your logic is, well, it's 2.5 hours back home or 2.5 hours to get there. I'm just going to keep going.
Oh, my God.
And then you get there and the whole thing's totally fried. But then your grandpa's friend fixes it so you can get home. But then it dies. And you have to get a different car because you got to go to college because you haven't dropped out for the third time yet at that point. So you buy this Mini Cooper because it's cute and you need a car and it was there. And then the next day your brake lines go out. And then they go out again like every other week for like the next 3 months. And then you pop 6 tires and then the sunroof falls on your head and then the seats get broken and lay all the way back. And only the back left speaker works now because I've blown all of them.
What song blew the speakers? That's all I want to know.
I'm going to blame Casey. You told me you drove my car and they didn't work after that. You told me the sound was pretty good.
I mean, it sounded pretty good all the way in the back seat.
Because the seats just don't work.
Yeah, you're just like
Miss Daisy.
Oh, forgot to add that the trunk doesn't stay open. It shuts on your head often.
It hurts.
When I open people's trunks to their cars, I always put my arm up and they think I'm stupid.
This just turned into a monstrosity of teenagers and a 20-year-old. Wait. We should call this 2 teenagers, a 20-year-old, and some dude that's 30. That should be the name of our next podcast. Just all of us talking.
Yeah, I'm about to be 20.
You are about to be 20.
I'm actually 19.
We'd only be able to keep the podcast name for a year, so we can't do that. No. All right, so wait, let's back up. Hold on. Let's back up. So, Spencer, okay. Anna, you guys are dating, right?
We are.
Yes.
All right, so talk about that a little bit.
We got cats.
We have cats.
We got 2 kittens named Chonko and F*** Ass.
So whose is whose?
Chonko is mine.
F*** Ass is mine.
She's the proud owner of one F*** Ass.
But...
but wait.
Her name is Gwen.
Okay, her actual name's Gwen?
Yeah.
So F*** Ass is her middle name.
Yeah.
All right, so wait, how long have you been together?
Almost 6 months.
Almost 6 months now.
That's awesome.
Next month will be 6 months. The end of this month.
Something that I really do want to talk about is actually has to do with Spencer, but also has to do with Anna a little bit. So I know, Spencer, one thing that kind of just happened in life is that you kind of really don't have a place to live right now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's for real.
Yeah.
I know you lived in Anna's spare bedroom for a little while.
Yeah.
And so that's really nice of you know, your girlfriend to help you move in. Yeah. But I remember you contacted me and said that that's not something you really wanted to do.
Yeah.
Can you kind of talk about that for a minute?
I mean, we just kind of like talked about it and, you know, we planned to stay together for a long time. We really just didn't want to like jeopardize that by like being, I mean, we work together all day, every day. Basically, we didn't want to, we just knew that we needed like a little bit of time apart, at least our own spaces to just kind of go to. And we, you know, that way we don't ruin ourselves before I'm even 20, you know?
Where'd you move into?
Well, I moved in with Logan.
Hey, what's up, dude? What's up? Yeah, we got a spare bedroom in the back, and your bed is about 18 inches, 42 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 18 and 42 inches, it's very, very tall.
Sometimes I get scared at night. I'm kind of scared that I'm going to roll off the bed and, like, die.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's kind of nice, though, because when you drop your phone behind the bed, you can actually just slide under. I got my head stuck under my bed the other day trying to slide under and get my phone.
That would suck.
To, like, push it up. But then it almost fell apart because my bed's put together with tape.
Okay. Wait, so we've understood now that you have gone to Sam's Club for the past 3 employers, including this current employer. You drive a car that you don't like because of poor life choices, and that your bed is made out of tape.
It's not even good tape. It's painter's tape.
Oh, my gosh. The only thing worse than that is scotch tape, like the light tan.
Can I change it?
No.
Wallets
back, like,
oh, I made a duct tape backpack, man. Dude, I get it. Yeah,
it's just like that, but,
no,
in, bed form.
But in bed form.
Yeah, and with worse tape.
Hey, to back up though, I do want to kind of finish that thought. So Spencer decided to move kind of out of your spare bedroom, and how did you feel about that, at like being, you know, his girlfriend? How did you feel about Spencer and you kind of making this decision to kind of step away for a little bit?
I mean, it didn't hurt my feelings. It wasn't a personal attack, but I thought it was good too, because I'm kind of an introverted person, and sometimes I just like to sit and stare at the ceiling. But then people think I'm sad, but I'm not sad. I just like to stare at my ceiling. So I thought if I ever really need to stare at my ceiling, it would be good to have... I don't have a ceiling. If I ever want to stare at the inside of the roof of my house.
I wish you guys could have seen Anna's facial expression, because she just literally went like, wait, I don't have a ceiling. Woke up with my ceiling missing. Oh my gosh.
No, I just didn't want it to get to a point where I had to feel like I had to entertain you or something, or like I'd feel bad if you didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of you guys. Like, that's really cool that you've kind of made that decision. I think that's a really adult decision to, as an 18-year-old and a 20-year-old, for you guys to be like, this is probably even smart.
Yeah.
That's really, really important that your relationship can actually withstand that.
Heck yeah.
And Anna, you're a G for, like, not caring. To say the least, like you said, you kind of said
it's
it.
What I do best.
He said, like, it didn't hurt my feelings. It wasn't a personal attack. Like, I totally get that. And Spencer being a dude, like, that's hard to do. Like, whenever you can be like, hey, I can basically live with my girlfriend just like downstairs or, you know, whatever.
The basement.
Yeah, that was kind of like a big shift, almost like a cultural shift between, like, you know, living with my parents and like you have to be home by 11 and then just like randomly, oh, okay, I live with my girlfriend now.
Yeah.
All right.
That's I can't be healthy.
No.
You can't be. I think you started to notice it, too.
Yeah, it was a huge shift.
But seriously, proud of you guys. That's awesome.
Aww.
That's awesome. And Casey made a big decision lately.
Got a new car.
You did get a new car. Tell me what you got.
I got a 2019 Camaro.
SS?
SS.
You got to put that on there. We were driving the other day, and we were coming back from the smoothie shop that Anna also works at. And Casey said... He saw the SS on the back of my car or something. What was it?
Oh, so another Camaro, a little V6 Camaro pulled up, and he seen the SS on the back of my car, and he just slowed down. He was going to try and race me. I already knew that was coming.
And you destroyed him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bad.
Like, absolutely.
Oh, bad.
He stepped on the gas, and afterwards, he, like, let off it and started slowing down. He goes, well, that just cost $5.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, that's pretty cool.
Put that high octane fuel in there.
Yeah, you love
it's
it?
Not, oh, yeah. It's my baby. I have to go outside every morning, make sure it's all real still.
Yeah?
Yeah. I always do it. I always go out there, look at it for a minute, then go inside and make some toast.
For those of you guys that listened through this, very sorry, but very thankful that Spencer was here. And thank you, Anna. And thank you, Casey, for coming and talking about a bunch of stuff. It's been fun. We're definitely going to do another one here soon whenever we get a microphone working. Yeah. Because we only have 3 recorders, and yours was recording off of a phone, yeah. And it stopped recording.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So, but yeah, thank you for listening. If you guys like something like this, hit us up on Instagram. You guys, can you say your Instagram names, Casey?
Casey A. Chaney.
At MLPhoto, IMMELL.
At Anna Graschel, GRASHEL, no C, not Graschel.
Not Graschel.
Not Graschel.
And if you guys want to, you can also just check out LDP Team on Instagram, LDP Team, and everyone's tagged there, so you can follow along, watch some lives of no one talking, because apparently that's our thing now. We just start lives and no one talks, but it's okay. It's part of the fun. So, but thank you guys for joining, and we'll catch you in the next one. Peace.